This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
It has mentioned some wonderful virtues: faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 8, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, if you have them, verse 11, there will be an entrance ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is an everlasting kingdom of God, hallelujah, and you can have an entrance, an abundant entrance, even into the glory world. But it says, look at verse 9, he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off. That means short-sighted. People who lack the virtues that the Bible gives, who don't know about that everlasting kingdom that's going on, they are short-sighted. Even Christians I've heard, I'm not going to have any babies right now because of all these things that are going on. That is what the Bible calls not being able to see afar off. That is what the Bible calls short-sighted. God is not short-sighted. And he does not want us to be short-sighted. He wants us to be and know that we are a part of an everlasting kingdom. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. How many of you did your homework? Then you have read this today. We prayed 30 minutes in tongues and we read the first chapters of Ephesians. Now in verse, bless the Lord, I was praying in the Holy Ghost. The pastor talked about praying in the Holy Ghost, about hooking up to the spiritual things. It's a time for you to be walking in the Spirit of God. And I was praying in the Holy Ghost at my house, down on my floor. Sometimes I don't pray on the floor, but a lot of times I do. And this day I happened to be down there on the floor praying in tongues. And you know, when you're praying in tongues and you get lost in the Spirit, and if you pray long enough in tongues, you will learn what it means to get lost in the Spirit. And you're just praying and praying, and suddenly there will come out maybe an English word, or if you're Spanish, a Spanish word, a word in your own language. And I was down there praying in tongues, and I knew they were tongue words. And suddenly, I started saying a word, pilings, P-I-L-I-N-G-S, pilings. And I'd be praying, oh, Ravasanda, the pilings, the pilings. And there was a real anointing. You can tell what there's an anointing on for you to pray when you're praying. And there was an anointing, so I just went with it, praying for the pilings, praying about the pilings. God wanted prayer about the pilings. And so I prayed and prayed about the pilings with this anointing. And then suddenly my mind got to wondering, what in the world are the pilings? I wonder what they are because there's such an anointing on it. And so with my head, I began to examine, what do I know about pilings? And I remember when Kent, back in the 70s, late 60s, Kent went down to work on a construction project in Louisiana along the Mississippi River. And I also worked for this company at that time. This is before I came into the working. I was baptized with the Spirit, but I hadn't gone into the ministry yet. And I remember that when that chemical company was being built that we were working on for M.W. Kellogg, they drove pilings into the ground. It was right on that river, and they had to take these huge, look like telephone poles or something, and tamp, 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 and drive those pilings in the ground to make a foundation. So I said, well, I must be praying about a foundation here. And it was, he didn't say wrong, but it was like, nah. And I heard a voice say, Weast. Weast. W-E-S-T. Well, maybe you think that's a tongues word. Nope. That is the name of a Bible translation. And so it's not a Bible translation that you just read through, but it is one that I had downstairs and I knew it was in my library. So I went down there and I got it off the shelf and I read a scripture. I didn't have to go all through the Bible. I knew by the Spirit which scripture to read. Isn't that amazing? And I read this verse. Verse 7. Ephesians 2:7. That in the ages, I'm going to read it to you in the King James first. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. This is speaking of ages to come. God is not short-sighted. He said that in the ages to come, he's going to show off the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Well, here's the Weast translation. That he might exhibit in the ages that will pile themselves one upon another in continuous succession, the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us. It spoke of the ages to come that will pile themselves one upon another in continuous succession. God wanted me to get a picture that the ages to come are going to pile themselves one upon another. There's going to be age after 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 age. You're not having those little babies just for these short years. Those little babies are going to be living in the ages that are to come. They're going to be praising God. They're going to be working with him and his plans. And he's going to use them to show off the mercies and grace and kindness. Woo! I don't know. I was praying about the ages to come. God had me over there praying about the ages to come. Sometimes you might be over in the tribulation time praying. Sometimes you're not bound by time. You're not bound by the limits of your town where you live when you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I was praying about those ages to come. Maybe my place in them. Who knows? Piling themselves one upon another. But look what that verse tells us. In the ages to come, that will pile themselves one upon another in continuous succession, he's going to show off, exhibit the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us, who's us, the church, through Christ Jesus. Age after age after age after age, God's going to put on a show. God's going to put on an eternal exhibition. God, I don't know whether he will do it with heavenly reenactments. I don't know whether he will show videos. I don't know what he will do. But no matter what the age and how it changes, there's going to be a time when every person involved in it will look at and it will be exhibited upon the church, the glory and riches of his grace toward us. We are the tokens of his grace. We are somebody come. Woo! God's been trying to get me to pick up on grace. Did you notice how much you talked about it tonight? We sang about it. You talked about it. The Bible tells us that we are three parts. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Now, my spirit, I fed my spirit on the Word of God. I pray. I think on the Lord. And my spirit is much more mature than it used to be. And it is really quite dominating when I allow it to be. But I can just be going around my house. I can be doing things. I can be at a ball game. I go to lots of ball games. Watch Hannah and the others. And every once in a while, I'll just be looking around. And I'll notice that my spirit is doing something. It'll be singing. Quite a lot it sings. Sometimes it'll talk. Sometimes it'll be praising the Lord inside. And it's the real me. But it's been singing a song, and I didn't even know that song it was singing. And I'd listen in there when I'd catch it, you know, listen in there. And I had to find it in a songbook to play it because God was having me sing. It's an old hymn, and I don't know every word of it, but it's a song about the grace of God. And it was this one. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, wider than the mighty rolling sea. And I don't know every word. Grace all sufficient for me, for even me. I heard a bass. It's broader than the scope of my transgressions. Think of it. Grace, broader than the scope of man's transgressions. Hallelujah. Now look what he says he's going to do in all the ages. Look, 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 look. In verse 7, Ephesians 2, 7. In the ages to come, that will pile themselves one after another, after another, after another, he's going to show off the exceeding riches of his grace. Hallelujah. In his kindness toward us. Woo! Now, how's he going to do it? You see that word that at the beginning of verse 7? That. That is a really important word. In the Greek, it's hine. And it means in order that something happened in order that throughout all the ages to come that will pile themselves one upon another, upon another, upon another, he can show off the riches of his grace.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer, and the newly released book, Authority of the Believer, by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.